diligence or its justice that it needs because it's missing that part.
Right. Right.
And like I just said from the beginning, when I initially started out this show today, I just said that we got to a place where we don't even know how we got here. And, you know, like, people want to blame it on the music. You want to blame it on, you want to blame it on every other thing. But I said, is that the missing, is that now that we're talking about the kids going over to grandparents and grandma and grandpa house and, like, how we grew up in that time. We grew up going to grandma and grandpa house, right? Right.
And it's a lot of kids today.
And I'm not, no, that's not what I'm not saying anything different than that. What I'm saying is, do you trust your parents with your kids? For the people that are in their 30s, their 40s and 50s, because I said when we didn't have that place to go, we also had the corrective nature of going to church. Right. We also had, you know, the mothers of the church who would say stuff to you. I've never been treated poorly by any mother of the church when I was growing up.
So, about a different, you know what I'm saying?
And that's
people.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
That's like dinosaur stories.
And that's what I'm talking about.
So to even have loving, caring women who still have some, a lot more morals than it is today. Some of the women are just fed up, and some of the men, everybody got tricked to say they fed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Without mother and man, civilization is not built. So I'm like, y'all gonna stop creating? See, that's why I say people forgetting how to be like gods, and y'all acting like these devil gods. And I'm like, this worldly mentality got so many people really lost and confused. So if you came with a righteous presentation behind your behavior and actions, could they accept that? Or would you get done like Martin Luther King or Malcolm X by your own people?
Yeah.
So you can be the most profound speaker, educator, or whatever, but if you're not taking action and willing to take those steps yourself, none of that stuff means nothing to you, because it's really like foreign language if you ain't truly committed to that true change. That community bill, if that title community is a whole bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
So if a whole bunch of people don't want to do nothing, what could you do? So you got masters out here that's grants. They looking for the weaknesses of us. So it seems like it's easily shown. So if we're not trying to strengthen our weaknesses, you're going to always be a baby that's needing something that you could have took some steps to. Because when you're talking about the build, start getting together with some people, because sitting in the house and sitting around and just getting mad, you got to go out there and find that crowd, that right circle, you know. And I ain't just talking about just to be going to stuff to have some nonsense conversation, pen and paper, my laptop, my Wi-Fi box, and let's build, because ain't no way that we should be behind like this. We should be way ahead of the game, you know, because when these kids see us doing good and living properly, they going to get in the line, because we'll be able to sustain that behind the things that we give them. We're going to make sure that we control that, because it's discipline and structure. Without discipline and structure, it's going to be chaos, and y'all seeing that. But thanks to the system changing to allow people to not take care of their kids in the way that kept them out of trouble with that type of rage and violence, this is what we're going through. So, like I said, it's more of how much can we step into our kids' area and take that change. Are you really gonna let us do that, or you wanna soon we do it, come in and implement something, and it'll mess up everything that we built? You know, because some people, I don't know about all, but it's a lot of organizations or stuff like that that don't have that confidence to really take those steps and really stay consistent with something. You know, easily bought out, easily manipulated to just, you know, take somebody else's ideology instead of implement what you know for your peoples. Shame on you, you know. And it's sad that we just that against each other, but we all asking for the solution when y'all know what it take. Come on outside, talk to your kids first, especially those who got ones that's out there in and out or whatever they in, and start to work from there. Yeah. Start teaching them some jewels so they'll know how to be when they come outside. They'll be polished. Know how to move. Know how to have discernment to know when it's time to exit instead of feeding into energy of beef so you can jack yourself off. Mm. You know, if men start telling their kids like that, hey, son, it ain't nothing wrong with walking the other way. ain't got to do that right there or whatever to even do it. Don't let nobody pull you out of character like that. But who is telling they, because I wouldn't tell my son to go out there and unalive nobody.
Right.
I want you to think, because that's what we are, thinkers. We don't just crash out. Because you might be crashing out with somebody who had a bad day and it just totally wasn't even that serious.
But there it is.
You know.
And you know what? One thing about education and the educational system,
right.
You spend 12 years in school, but you spend 12 years in school not able to co-regulate.
Hmm.
You don't teach self-regulation in the classroom. You don't teach this. So, you know, we're talking about education and the educational institution and how kids go through. You get sent to the principal's office. What is that teaching you? You get expelled for 4 to 5, 6, 7, 8 days, 10 years. I don't know. You know, expelled from the district, because I went through that. I got expelled from the district for a year.
But we also know
what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, as I'm saying this, they don't teach you how to regulate our children. So it's up to the parents to teach your children how to regulate their emotions. You know what I mean? And I know it sounds like it's so easy, but it is not. When you tell your kids to shut up after they went through something that was so traumatic, they need to cry, suck it up. You know what I mean? You don't have to cry. Don't cry through this. Or, you know, you don't allow them the comfortability of having a space where they can't regulate. Well, let me say that.
I just know a lot of people got a lot of bad spirits.
I know that.
And they be thinking they talking to people correctly. And these young people are not stupid.
I know
they got
that.
The spirit of the ancestors.
Yes,
they not
do.
Afraid.
No.
They ain't trying to go for no tricks or games that we already accepted. They don't know none of that. Because they going with what they feeling ain't right. So
right.
The thing about that is to try to help them control that,
right.
And knowing how to balance that out so it don't be disrupt about that. So they tilt their hand and allow these people to take them off the streets and the earth before they time, because y'all are the future.
And
so
that's
if,
the point.
If they can get
that's
tricked
the point. Right.
To react, because we ain't got no solid like how I used to be with structure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yo,
mm-hmm.
We don't do this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, like, this is the reason why we don't do that. Because,
right.
You know, you a breach of security because... You got out of somewhere and we can't be able to monitor, and your behavior got everybody worried for you. We
mm-hmm.
was concerned about each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when you hear people try to distract you from those tribes that actually taught a lot of us discipline and man qualities, come on now. That stuff stuck with you if you really, really digest that good. So reading and understanding and networking with that wisdom and get it while it's here, man, because... If you ain't got nobody to call when it's getting rough, man, you might make a bad decision. Hey, man, we need to stick together in some fashion, not for negativity, because that stuff that's so minute, somebody cheating, all this old petty stuff, you know what to do if somebody do that. Leave that type of stuff alone.
Exactly.
You don't have to be back and forth. Hey, if somebody walked out your house, let them go.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got to say nothing. I'm not following you. You know what I'm saying? It's just grown people stuff you have to make, because this allows you to still be in control and not jacking yourself off.
But see, and that's the whole very purpose right there, is that this is one of those topics and those conversations that need to be had on a daily basis. You know what? The negativity that we encounter so much on Facebook, so much on TikTok, you know, because that's the majority of everything that we're seeing. Why don't y'all start pumping out what we need to see? Why don't you start recording the videos that are positive videos? Because everybody is out here struggling. And what we're seeing is the demise of a population of people that could really take over a nation.
Mm.
But we're not there yet. But our demeanor, our graphics, our nature, stop feeding into the negative realm of pumping out what they want you to see and give us something different.
Right.
Why not break the Facebook and the chat and the TikTok and the Instagram codes by constantly feeding each other positivity?
Mm.
Because this is what we get into right now. If you don't make a real hard, firm decision in your life to make some changes all around, and I'm talking about this isn't the ingestion. You know what? Lauryn Hill got a song, and if y'all ain't never heard it, I suggest you go out and listen to it. It's called Guarding Your Gates. And if I ain't heard a song that's truer to life, and you got to guard your gates on everything. I'm talking about your eyes. Guard your ears and guard your mouth. and you know the other holes that come in and out too. But what I'm saying is this: guard yourself, because listen, there is so much going on out here and around, and you think we still fighting against a person,
right?
And y'all still keep falling for this trick that this is all a person. This is such a bigger realm of, listen, we have seen the manifestation of God in our life. And if you haven't encountered him, I suggest, you know, you try to get you one. But what I'm saying is this: there are things that he can do and will do in your life if you would give the opportunity. You know what? Every one of us could be bitter. Every one of us could go out here and spread hate. But you know what? The biggest thing that they wouldn't dare see or dare think that they could see is unity amongst our people. They would not believe they could see the unity that would come together if we would just embrace each other and come to each other with a pure and a real heart. Because I don't think a lot of us, sometimes you need to be shown the act of kindness and sometimes you need to be shown love. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that that's something that we all struggle with. Everybody is struggling with relationships. Relationships is one of the biggest topics that you could pull up, you could talk about, you can go in, you can dive in, and it's any relationship. So we're not talking about just, you know, two consenting partners that are in a sexual way. We're talking about every relationship, because relationships are taboo. Relationships determine you, your life, your essence, who you are. They shape, they mold you. So what do you think about this? Our kids are interacting with a screen every day, all day long. They don't even have relationships. They got a computer, a cell phone that they look at a screen. And because that screen is a show, this is what our kids think when they commit a crime. I didn't think that was real because that's what I saw on TV. I have sat with children who have been incarcerated, who've sat in and been in these conversations with them. So I'm telling you something that I've seen and I know. They act like they're so obsolete, like this couldn't have happened to me. Like I wasn't really here. I wasn't really present for this at this moment, because really you weren't. You don't know how to engage with anybody because your forever presence, I put you on that screen at 3, you 15 now. You ain't got no real friends. You don't talk to nobody. You sit in your room. You wear black all day. You're going out in hoods. Now you making relationships with kids that you shouldn't even be making relationships with, because both of y'all are toxic to each other. Now you got little gangs and little activities going on out here where these kids are just irate and upset. But you haven't even taken the time to build with them. You don't know their progression. You don't know what's going on in their life. And so now we're getting into this relationship aspect where now these people are growing up into adulthood. They get in 20s, in their 20s now. And so now we're looking at kids that are like so detached. Even when you're talking about employment.
Never had the nurturing of a concerned parent that wanted to have vision for their kids to go somewhere.
And so now you got most parents who don't have their kids that got a job or got anything going. They're wondering, you know, I'm tired of Billy sitting up in the house with me all day. This stressing me out. You didn't teach Billy nothing.
But they probably didn't get a chance to.
I understand what you're saying.
It's a whole dynamic, but here go the programming system. And you even have people that have finished school and have degrees and still is in a messed up mindset.
We can go around that circle all day long.
But for our culture, we are hurting in many areas that is totally in scrambles that we got to put the puzzle together, because it's just because to pick out certain things, like you said, we can pick out one or two and it can almost chop down a lot of things, but it's something that we really got to take more action towards and really giving a solution to healing. What is some techniques and tools that can help be a proficient young teenage mothers that they can start with? Because those are the ones that needed, the ones that didn't have the proper family support, even though they had children. Because we knowing that a lot of these young ladies don't have no family support even after having children, from their parents and the child's father's parents. So it's a whole different dynamics of what a lot of these mothers that's behind having children by men for fun. You know, thought it was going to be this certain way, not having a longevity relationship, 3 to 5 years, 6 months, you know, but having children in the midst of those periods of time of just dating. That's just being irresponsible. But who teaches those things about that, just sex education and, you know, the adulthood and, you know, what can create a life, you know, and what times you should pay attention to moving that fast. Because, like I say, without the males in there, because nobody's acting like the males are important to have in there, but it's showing that other teaching and discipline that would have schooled those children or young ladies about the areas out there that can happen when you're going out there unprepared, unprotected.
And young men.
Young men the same way. They can go out there wild as a horse thinking it is okay just to be unprotected, mm-hmm. and not knowing you living like a beast, mm-hmm. because you now you finna create something that you don't even know that's gonna exist.
Yep. You know, but like we're just talking about random thoughts at this point, random just conversations. But, you know, a lot of it is just truth findings, you know, and then what do you do from finding out these truths? What do you do in your community? What do you do in your neighborhood? Because now at this point in time, we're beyond a lot of points. We're beyond a rapid response, because I feel like the rapid response should have been there years ago, decades ago. So what do you do in the midst of this is the real questioning. You know, we've got so many various organizations out here. And you want to do a shout out to Tracy?
Yeah, definitely. Tracy, right. That's my main.
Right.
Yeah,
no. You know, but I believe that he does what he says he does. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good brother there.
I'm telling you. So, but there are also other organizations where I wouldn't hold a candle to them. You know what? It's the simple things that you got to do in the truth telling of your businesses. At least if you're going to advertise that you're a rapid response and a crisis response or a outreach type of situation, you should do that work. Because more than ever, we at a time where this work is so necessary. Well, like I said, we're beyond the point of where this should have been happening 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. But now we're here. And like I said, if you're going to say that you're doing this, you know what? The evidence is going to be in the number of bodies that we see on the streets.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. You know, and I hate to be so graphic with that, but it's the truth of the matter. Because you know what? I think everybody, especially a young person, they should have one person that they can call if they feel like I can't take no more. You should have one person that can call that you should be able to call and be like, you know what? Even if it is old Mr. Draper, I don't even know what he gonna do. You know what I mean? But he told you to call him no matter what, right? So this is what I'm saying. This is what we're interacting with. We're getting so many kids that are out here, and I feel like they just don't have nobody. Because sometimes you just needed that one person to tell you, no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that if I was you, you know? Because the voice of reason has been gone. But that physical person might be able to step in and save somebody's life. And this outreach piece, this, you know, navigation between the schools, navigation between what's going on. I said, you know what? It's so many things that I feel like could be put into place, but they would have to pay me for my ideas. You know what I mean? Literally, that's where I'm at right now. And it's not that I don't want to share. It's just that if I was any other race, you wouldn't say anything else different about it, because they can share ideas, implement a plan, and get paid for it. But if I say something like that, then I'd be wrong. You know what I mean? So I think we need to backtrack with how we viewing each other and realize that, you know what, somebody else might have something that could save somebody's life. And you know what? I need to be able to give that person a chance in order to do it. Because, you know, the proof is in the pudding. You know, if you've been a person of resources and you've been a person that can calm the crowd, just like, you know, you've sat and worked with men and calm complete situations down from escalations. So this is what I'm saying. This is very important. Relationship building, skill set building, navigation between different organizations. Those are skills that everybody don't have. And I think a lot of failure comes from the fact that people aren't in positions where they're supposed to be. But I really feel like we're in a turnaround. I feel like some organizations are getting the benefit of the doubt and being able to do things that they've never been able to do. And we're actually seeing the benefit of that. You know, Tracy Dace is one of those.
Right.
The other lady, the Well Experience,
yeah.
Janice Mitchell, Nance, you know, I believe that they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing, and they've been elevated into those positions. I can't forget Hub. You know, yeah. I believe that these people are doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing.
What
because
was the one over in Decatur, the Carlotta Weathers, was that World Service?
Yeah, Carlotta.
Yeah. Know that she's, you know, a lot of it's the good people.
It's some people out here that's really trying.
That just need the help and assistance.
Right.
And people to come out and be supportive.
Right.
And y'all got to get them a chance to do the right thing because y'all tried everybody else.
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all tried everybody else and they let y'all down.
Mm-hmm. Over and over again.
Y'all funding these people. Y'all keeping these people in play. They tried. Yeah. Y'all have to try fresh mindsets. And honestly, if you truly have that lived experience, that is the education that's needed to teach them to ever do that because you know all the ins and outs of that.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And these kids need to know that, not to embrace our painful years and our essence of character that we showed out of just being, you know, naive and just chasing something to try to just have a some type of status or a stability behind just trying to survive.
Mm-hmm.
We left stains of behavior behind that people embrace as if it's cool to be a killer, a dope dealer.
Right.
You know, it's like a badge of honor. People have, you know, when you came home like you did a real thing, you sacrificed yourself for nothing. It looked like it was for something.
Right.
But you lost so much. Those long, extensive bits, we lose the bond with our children, man. That's why we can't say nothing to them.
Right.
Because they don't know us, man. They don't know us. That's why those kids can't really relate to a dad or somebody that's been gone 10, 15, 20 years. And then if you keep going back, how do they know you, man?
Yeah.
These kids don't know you.
No.
So it's realistic stuff that we got to look at of the bed we made, and this is the outcome, how it come. Do we give up? Absolutely not. But as adults become in their age, you have to wait till they're willing to make amends to come in and learn how to repair, because they've been dysfunctional ever since we all left their life. So you can't expect them to come out and have this fantasy belief that they supposed to have discipline, structure, and all these different things to be well-balanced citizens out here or just people that just moving. But when you trigger so easily out here and there's nobody out here for counsel, therapy, without it being a fee, most of the stuff that we need healing, what people charge you for, you know, most of the stuff that really take you to the next level of information, people charge you for, you know. So it's the mindset of the individuals that we running in, that we have in the midst of us, that really like to dangle things in people's face, but like to tease you. And I believe that's the stuff that creates bitterness and hatred when people do stuff like that. Even though you don't owe them nothing, but you don't have to advertise something if you know, and it's just for you, enjoy your stuff. Because if you trying to share and put something out there, if you looking for somebody to praise you for some material stuff that you can't take with you when you leave, and time is ticking, so you only got a little bit with it. But what means the most that can be impactful and leave a legacy that you can say, hey, these are some real items and some stuff that I want to leave behind. You know, some real jewels and some stuff that changed some people's life that they don't have to go through nothing I ever been through. And any of the partners I knew that was real men that survived that lifestyle, man, you still here, man. Congratulations. But it ain't no pat on the back. We just got to get to work. Because we got a lot of stuff to clean up.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's the basis of our conversation today.
Right.
Is how much work are you willing to put into your community, your neighborhood, your own family? Because let's start off there.
Right.
It's a lot of things that need to be forgiven within the family.
Right.
In order for us to move past a lot of things, you know what? In scripture, it talks about you're supposed to keep constantly forgiving you forgive your enemy. You forgive the people on your job faster than you forgive the people in your house.
That's crazy.
You treat the people on the job better than you treat the people in your house.
Because you're looking at it as if it's something more important.
That's my...
You feel me? You
giving
it
that. That's the point.
But we do that unconsciously.
Exactly.
Give other situations a higher importance than really what's important for us, especially your families, your goals, your integrity, your morals. You can't allow nothing to break those things when it's built from you, mm-hmm. and you knowing that's what made you the character you is to where you exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's mm-hmm. why people have different spiritual rankings where people respect the things you say because you have a good soul that reaped that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People don't like, if you know when people have that bad energy where they, or just the things that they say out their mouth that sound like, I shouldn't even write it down. I don't even want to hear it no more.
Yeah.
Because it's meaningless.
Yeah.
But when it's that fruit come around and it's true knowledge and it makes sense, the soul will tell you that's the truth.
Because mm-hmm.
you know the truth. You know, it's just, do you accept it?
Yeah. You know, so like I'm saying, we need to start from the basics and from the baseline. You know, if you're going to start forgiving and you want to start working with your teens, your family, your kids, your community, you know, maybe you should start at home. Maybe you should start with forgiving the people that you need to forgive in your life before you can move on to the next chapter. And maybe that's why you're still stuck in that same chapter.
Mm.
It's because you haven't forgiven. So I'm just suggesting. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling you this is the way of water. Mm. I ain't, you know, that was a movie. If you don't know. Anyway. But like I'm explaining, excuse me. Sometimes you just need to start out there because sometimes it's very hard for people to move past what hurt them in my home before I can go out here and move on and start ministering other people's lives, you know. And sometimes I don't think, you know, for your own soul salvation, sometimes it won't trigger you if you're in a healed state.
Right.
You know, because I hear about a lot of people saying that triggers me. That triggers me. I don't understand that because
I just feel we also left the house a little too fast.
Oh.
A lot of us shouldn't have left home until we truly got some teachings. You know what I'm saying? Because you got like 17, 16, 15, 18, 19 taking off.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Without fully getting the whole full, you know, every essence of what I need to. Come on. And to allow all our kids to just go out here into this mean world and really not prepare
But don't
them.
You think that's why a lot of parents keep their kids at home right now to
absolutely.
Where they like...
But they don't articulate it like that for the youth to understand why. Why I'm on you to really be concerned for you going out there in the wilderness without me there. Because I can't monitor you. I know I ain't gave you all the best jewels yet to really see all these serpents. You won't be able to see the attacks and things because it's so much that you don't even know that's out there. And that's where people get stuck, keep engaging and learning and going into consequences and stuff for stuff that you didn't know that was out there.
Mm.
You know, because every time you take a step in an arena, it's got to be some type of formation of how it goes. It's either going to end well or end in tragedy. You know, but you know those areas of stuff that, because they got titles on them that also cause friction where you know it might not be a good idea. And we fight over that and go into those things that we know that's not a good idea because it seems like it's easy. It's something that you're willing to take a risk for. You know, just like when you talk about trusting and all that stuff, behind the game alone, it didn't damage the trust factor of people. Even people who probably didn't play the streets, they even acting like they was in the streets. Now they acting like everybody betrayed them. I'm like, y'all ain't did nothing but broke up with each other or had a little cuss out fight. But this real street life, organization life, and all that stuff does a whole total different rearrangement to you behind that, because you had so many people that was your family. Mm-hmm. And for it to just turn over materialistic stuff, street crimes, you know, people getting busted, you know, all these different things change the dynamics of it, because once the gloves come off and everything comes up for grabs, self-preservation kicks in, and I promise you, people, nobody out here want to die for nobody that you don't even love. Mm-hmm. So, and people out here pretending like they love, and then when it comes to a test to see if they love you, you're going to see it, you know. It's not any hidden agendas behind when people out here showing you who they is, you know. But when you used to living in a traumatic way of life, it's comfortable.
Yeah.
You're always giving somebody an excuse to the how they can stay close to you and hurt you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't say if you just wanted friends, but you wanted to have some companions that to even just go through what you're going through. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. You ever been to those friends and family's houses that it just as chaotic as yours? They fathers beating their moms, or any stories that's weird like that, and then y'all act like it's normal after y'all go outside and start playing. But that kid that got to go back into those houses like that, what is their mindset, you know, as they growing up for years and years with that type of trauma? Mm-hmm. You know, you got them thinking as an adult, I got to protect my mama or something the next time somebody do something like that. I can't, and that defeats a young man when you a little guy and you can't do nothing to somebody big hurting your mother. What do you think that does to your ego? Because I know you want to protect, but when you can't. So all that stuff does so many effects to kids, you know what I'm saying, that we don't really pay attention to behind our behaviors. Because we might think, well, I ain't did nothing to the kid, but the actions that I shown, it totally affecting them because they got a misconstrued version of me.
Yeah, yeah.
A misconstrued version of yourself to your kids is horrible because you thinking that they truly understand you when they don't. So the kids go out there with a misunderstanding of parenting behavior, and they don't even know how to judge what is love. If you do start loving your kid, what do you think is the cues that they can understand that you love them? Because you say it? Because is love the word or is the action? I mean, what type of sacrifices would a person do with their kid to continue to keep building them? Because a parent got to be selfless. He can't be selfish. So it's like, man, I got to give up a few things for my child to get more progress because I have the wisdom that they need. Mm-hmm. You only can speak like that when you're confident and you know you have that wisdom that these kids need. So some of us are being called out here to give to these young youth some of these experiences because those are lessons that's needed, that's not taught in there. Like we've spoken, they're giving kids iPhones, iPads, and that's how they're getting their teachings. You know, no interaction.
No.
You know, a lot of stuff they cut out of school, no cursive writing, stuff that they don't understand. Those contracts, when you can't, you know, if you're not having the proper information to move out here in today's time in 2026, all the upgrades, all the laws that's passed, that's against us that we're not a part of, and you need to definitely know these things. We need to talk about this stuff. Because the actions that we take today, if you're trying to think about doing some of a criminal mindset or whatever, listen, this is the rules and this is the doggone penalties for this. Mm-hmm. We making songs about stealing out of stores and spending it, and it seemed like it's a trend to just get sent off.
It's always
and it's just crazy. I'm like, seriously.
You know, who got that song, Mrs. Trendsetter? But anyway, that's what we are. We're trendsetters that don't get paid for it. But anyway, we winding on down. It's 3:48. We got a few more minutes captivity to lead the people into the right directions. We don't ever try to send y'all off on nothing.
Man.
Especially something that's untrue. Anyway, we're wrapping things up, wrapping it down. It's the end of the week. It's the 1st of August. School starts back. You know, it's pretty wild and free right now in the town. Everything is pretty solemn and quiet. There's no real traffic on the movement out here in the city, which is great. But I know we're on the cusp of the school year starting back in. Mm. And we're about to see, you know, what happens this year, you know. We got a few more years up under this regime And we're seeing the effects of it always. It's just amazing to me right now.
Wow.
But yeah, let me give my special shout out to our friends over here. I had an amazing lunch over
J&M.
Is it J&M? Yeah, JM's
barbecue up there in the mall in there.
Oh my God, that gym over there.
They definitely brisket, man, is off the chain.
That turkey was delicious.
Yeah, they definitely.
I had recorded a video earlier while you was outside of me eating my food, but I'll post that later. But anyway, that it was amazing. Right. I appreciate y'all over there so much. I told them we're gonna try to do a little something with them.
Absolutely.
Pretty soon. But like I said, we're winding on down. It's 3:50. It's Thursday afternoon, so we were gonna talk about the wildfires. We have to talk about that. Because that's what I started out talking about, right? It was a young man.
It supposed to have been kind of well rounded a little bit of all that. But
yeah, like the say, young that, man that
to
was.
To me, all these fires is happening. It's just.
Crazy.
I don't
something
know
happened.
If it's.
Somebody
I don't know
doing
if it's
it.
Mother Nature and things is. Or it can be these doggone people doing this stuff to burn out them lands and take them people out their area so they can go in there and do their smart cities and
mm-hmm.
all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it could be so many different thoughts to this.
It is.
But we will find out when the smoke clear who bowed up fast, because we're going to show you who rushing to it.
Right, right.
One thing
so
about
true.
A greedy person, they can't hold their hand. They got to go and tilt it.
But like I said, from the beginning of this story, because, you know, it was on the news the other day, yesterday.
Right.
It's been trending, I guess, all day, that the young man or the man that was being accused of it right now, one of them anyway, killed his father a few years back, like 10, 15 years ago, and was released. And then now you're an arsonist.
Wait,
and I said.
Yeah, he got out on bond?
No, like they released him.
Oh, so he didn't have to pay nothing. He just got out on his own recognizance.
On his own recognizance. It was time, like, he was doing some probation, I think. But they released him freely to the world, is what I'm saying. Which I'm like, we have young African-American or young people of color that go to jail every day. He was found. He said he did it. He said he did it. I believe that's the story. If I'm wrong, somebody will tell me. But
if the world can't see.
Man.
Truly.
Come
there's
on.
No way that is being hidden.
Not
the
anymore.
Corruption
no.
And just the mindsets. Of
no.
What?
No.
The abuse of power could look like.
What it is.
Oh, man.
What it is right now.
This is
what's up.
This
what's
is
up.
Something that you should never forget in
never.
Your time if you're witnessing this and going through this. Because
I'm telling
like I say,
you.
For those who never truly experienced those older, ancient time acts that happened, y'all seeing spurts and remembrance of it, little hangings and things like this stuff. Listen, it was way more.
Way
back
worse.
Then,
way
you know?
Worse. Worse.
It's like really people shocked and they making it look like his friend having bad accidents. No, this is how they was doing then, but it was, you know,
way
worse.
Way.
You know, so they got to hide it in different type of outfits and different
you know,
groups to make it like that ain't the same group that did it back then. They the
and
same
this is
people.
Even, we're talking about even the media, because we know that the media is hiding so much from us. And
right.
If you're not going out here and circulating in the communities to hear it from the neighbors or the people in the city themselves, we're not getting the true stories. The government and everything is putting such a fear in people right now that everybody is really scared to even say anything.
I don't think people scared. I think people just being alert, because just in case, you know, it's different era than those back then. I ain't say them
That's
brothers
what
and
I'm
stuff
saying.
Didn't stand up, but they was a little naive because they want the thought if we always had some type of meeting or some conversation, it was going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Some type of bill that will be passed if you just, y'all don't do this.
Right.
And, you know, we kept falling for the,
right.
to, you know, just fall back, brothers and sisters, and they're going to straighten it out, and they never do.
Right.
So, you know, and it's that full, true understanding that they don't want to never do it. They said we ain't giving y'all nothing.
Yes.
So it ain't no more plain and clear understanding on that. So whatever the thought process and the creation of building that's needed to be done, like I say, it's either now or never. Because you don't know what the next year can be implemented that probably wipe out anything for people, even be able to get any type of employment assistance or whatever, because they working on almost all the areas where people need to survive. Mm-hmm. You know, everywhere you turn is something cut off or not available anymore, and those are the areas where people mostly need it. You know, you're talking about Medicaid and all these other areas. Imagine the great-great-grandmamas that's still on those devices and machines and medicines, and then they can't afford that because they done worked all their life and everything then got jacked up and fluctuated, and you start robbing people bank accounts by having $6 gas, $4 gas, then give you $2 gas for 2 weeks, and then it's back $4, $5. The bags of chips, $6. You know, 25-cent chips is $1.50, $2. a little bottle of water, $2.50, but they $1. I mean, we getting robbed in every area you go to. So it's like, you know, they're trying to bleed us, you know, because they knowing that there's no way you can save at a capacity like this when everything is constantly going up, you know, attacking your funds. You know, it's truly strategic.
Strategic. Yeah, you really can't. Like right now, this economy, and like I said all the time, if we don't learn to work together, this is the whole purpose. Is that we really need to formulate a plan of action to work together with each other. Right. And the elevation of each other, the building up of each other, goes hand in hand with this, because, you know, the encouragement that you get from one another will outlast more things than we really hoped for. This is crazy. Time is just ticking. So right now we got like 4 minutes till we end the show for today. Today is Thursday. Have we forgotten anything? Is it anybody's birthday? Do we need to do a little special shout out? Let me give a shout out to my own son, who will be 32 years old on the 9th of August.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Right. Listen. It's that birthday song that they were singing last time. They added some other pieces to the end of it because I was like, what is they singing? But anyway, yeah, happy birthday, Bubby. You getting up there. Listen, let me tell you.
Yes, sir.
I seem to be aging backwards, though. You know, it is what it is. Some things happen like that in life. Sometimes you're just blessed and gifted like that because the Lord sees fit to rain down on you and not others, and I appreciate him for that on today.
I ain't said nothing. I ain't said nothing. I'm just,
sometimes
you know,
he wants to do the right things, and he's just showing evidence of that because I'm rich in other categories that I can't. Other people are, that's immeasurable. It's immeasurable.
But to be grateful.
Absolutely.
The grateful and gratitude for just being able to wake up another day.
Holla.
You know, that's priceless, you know.
Man, you absolutely right. I hope when everybody got up this morning, or that you'll make it a part of your everyday mornings to just be in a grateful mindset. You know, a lot of things can discourage you. A lot of things can make you feel like you don't have the fortitude and the capabilities to go on to your next day. But you know what? You really do have it. You know, and I got to leave on this note, like I just told Leah yesterday. You know, I was sitting in the living room, and, you know, I hear God talking to me, and I know a lot of people say whatever they want to say about that. But you know what? I heard this voice clearly tell me that you got everything you need for your situation right now. And you know what? I believe that. I believe that each of us has everything that you need to survive in your situation right now.
Right.
It doesn't matter what tomorrow is, because guess what? You'll have even more to survive your situation tomorrow. So, you know, I'm hoping that everybody is just diligent in the aspect of trying to create a better and healthier and more wholesome and more spiritual life for themselves. You know, get yourself in tune. It's 3:59, sweetheart. What are you going to say? You wrap it up.
Well, I like to say I just hope that everybody had some type of thought process, you know, to go back and recollect some things, you know, and try to work and help figure out some stuff in y'all communities, you know. Go out there and just knock on some doors, you know, for the people that you can reach, you you know, and give some suggestions to those organizations that say they're helping in y'all community, and really see if they want to take some real surveys that really they can implement.
Bye, y'all.
It takes everybody at one time, man, and I appreciate y'all for even tuning in, and y'all have a beautiful evening.
Absolutely. Peace and blessings. Y'all, you've been on Live with Afternoons with Delight.